Well, what's going on, you guys? What's going on? I'd like to say thank you. My numbers are up. We are now up to 5,882 listens. Duh, 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 duh. Love it. Love it. By the way, I was told I was someone, a very special friend of mine, had commented on one of my episodes, which was the last episode, and I went a little bit too far. And I just like to say I am sorry for that episode. I haven't done one of those episodes in a while. I think the last time I did an episode like that, I was talking about Candace Owens. And I remember I went off like that. And I know it was not it's not good for me to do that, and I do apologize for that. I just kind of felt bitter and hurt at the same at the time that I made that episode. And I will never, ever, 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 ever vent like that on one of my on one of my episodes. Now, you never hear that again. You'll never hear it again. But anyway, I was thinking, and I was trying to figure out, because there's a new craze. I don't know if it's a new craze or it's just something that's been going on for a while. And I know it's been going on for a while. People have been living in vans, just giving up their homes and DIY and buses and everything like that. You got to think about that. With the way the world is right now, it might be a good idea. Just think about it. All you have to do is just what do you have to worry about? Food, gas, diesel, probably propane, that sort of thing. Then trying to find a campground that you can probably stay at. I know back in the day they used to have the campgrounds called KOA. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that. Some of our old schoolers or people that are around my age probably remember the KOA campgrounds. I know a couple of times when, when we used to have a motor home. When we were younger, that's where we used to stay at, the KOA. So I don't know if they still have the KOA campgrounds or not. There used to be like a club called Good Sam. I think that was like the Good Sam's Club or something like that, or the Good, I think it was called Good Sam's. Wait a minute, hold up. I'm gonna have to Google that. Was it Good Sam's? Was it Good Sam's? That's what it was. Good Sam's. The largest RV community. Yep, Good Sam. Good Sam's Club. Yep, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Founded in 1966. Over 1.8 million world's largest RV organization. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we were part of the Good Sam's Club. If I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I can't remember back that far. But I know that I've seen them around a lot of times when I was younger. We had the motor home. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting. The small houses and all this other kind of stuff. And, just, the open road. All you do is just get out and camp out or what they call it, boondocking and everything like that. Well, I really just made this episode to just apologize, and I just thought I had to put a little filler in there. So, again, I do apologize if anybody was offended by the words that I said. Just disregard all of that and just chalk it up as somebody being crazy. All right.